Emma, welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel. Daniel, guess what? B and FC's graduation day 2025 just happened, and it was a massive success.
Daniel, I see. Let me get this straight. They had over 900 graduates celebrated at the Winter Gardens, right? And the event was in two ceremonies in the Empress Ballroom. That must have been quite a sight.
Emma, you got it. And the achievements are truly impressive. Over 57% of graduates earned first-class honours, with 86% getting first or two, one overall. But what really stands out is that 99% of apprentices achieved first or two, one honours. That's nearly perfect.
Daniel, wow, that is so cool. I mean, 99% is practically flawless. Who were the key speakers at the event?
Emma, Alun Francis, B and FC's CEO, gave a keynote speech. Sarah Kemp from Lancaster University also addressed the graduates. And two students spoke, Charlie Thomas and Jake Randall.
Daniel, Opus 4, what did the student speakers have to say?
Emma, Charlie Thomas, who graduated with a BA in business management, thanked everyone for their support and highlighted how the program helped them become confident problem solvers and leaders. Jake Randall, with a first-class honors in BSc Digital and Technology Solutions, talked about enjoying the course's broad nature and the importance of lifelong learning.
Daniel, right, so these students are not just getting qualifications, they're gaining real-world skills. And with B and FC's multiversity development plans underway, this seems like a big step forward for their higher education portfolio.
Emma, exactly. With such high achievement rates, it's clear B and FC is producing top talent ready to contribute to the aerospace industry and beyond.
Daniel, well, it's inspiring to see such dedication and success. For our listeners, this really shows how education and training programs are shaping the future of our industry.
Emma, it really does. And as we continue to champion innovation and growth in the Northwest aerospace sector, stories like this remind us of the bright future ahead. Thanks for joining us today, Daniel.
Daniel, my pleasure. Until next time, keep an eye out for more news from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance.